it was huge. I can remember fans were going mental for it. It hadn't happened in a long time for the club. And I think that sort of propelled us up the league. We played really well in that game. I think as a squad, the gaffer, everyone took a lot from it. We learned a lot because Liverpool played similar to how we want to play. And then as a club, the club grew. Every player in the squad grew. So that was a big point in our season and for where we are now. So yeah, it was a huge game for us and the club at the time.
Suarez now tries to play it through, and suddenly Sturridge to make it more than 1-0, and he has, and Liverpool have clear water now. Suarez linked up with Sturridge, who fired it past Lee Camp into the bottom left corner, and with an hour gone, the Premier League giants move into cruise control. Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 2.
Personally, how disappointing was it to miss out with the chance to play against Suarez and Sturridge et al?
Yeah, I was absolutely gutted at the time because I played it in the previous round against Burton, so I thought I was just coming back from injury, so I played that game, and I thought obviously I was out of the team for in the league, so I thought I might get a game against them, but it wasn't to be, which was a big shame. And I can remember to this day how disappointed I was, because they're the games that you want to play in. But that's football. You have the lows, and unfortunately enough for me, I've had a lot more highs and lows, so I wasn't complaining, because I was still doing something that I love, so I'm not one to really complain a lot.
That Liverpool performance and everything went with it did seem to give you a real kickstart, in terms of that's when you started to scythe your way through mid-table and start to dream of the playoffs. Those next couple of months, can you remember the Liverpool game sort of being a catalyst for an improvement?
Yeah, definitely, because it was a time where we could have maybe felt sorry for ourselves after the Christmas period. We didn't have the best of Christmas periods. It could have gone one way or the other. We could have played against Liverpool and got embarrassed, but the lads were very good that day, and we didn't take our chances. We took the positives. We grew, like I say, and it was a kickstart of our season, I thought, because we never really looked back after that, and the results proved it, because we went on a fantastic run after that, and probably give ourselves too much to do, which Bournemouth probably notorious to be doing. And then obviously it wasn't good enough in the end, but that game is the one that we look back at and feel that it was made us as a team.
In that run of five straight wins, it took you to a starting to think you could maybe sneak into the playoffs. I remember the QPR game being a real marker, because they were obviously at the top of the league. They were heading for the Premier League.
Kermigan, it's an excellent ball. Kermigan takes it in his stride, pulls it back towards goal. Graben's going to suck it in! He has done! Graben has hit 20 for the season, set up by his strike partner Kermigan, and the Cherries have wrestled the lead back at Dean Court through top scorer Lewis Graben. It's Cherries 2, QPR 1.
You turned them over. It was a great atmosphere that day. Is that a game that sort of sticks out from last season?
Yeah, that was huge. That was our biggest league win, I would have thought, at the time. And there were murmurs of us getting into the playoffs, and we really believed it. We felt that we could do it. We obviously knew how difficult it was going to be. We was obviously enjoying every game. The QPR game after Harry got sent off, it had a bit of everything. That was a huge game for us, and really give us a lot of belief, because after that game, sitting in the dressing room, we really thought that we could carry on winning and break into the playoffs.
The game, unfortunately, that probably was the final nail in the coffin of not making it, was with Sheffield Wednesday, when you had a great opportunity against 10 men.
Yeah, and that's one that I don't like thinking of, because I made a mistake that led to their first goal.
Bournemouth have got themselves into all sorts of trouble here, and Nahiu has found the left corner, and Bournemouth have themselves to blame only. Dwelt and dallied inside their own half. Bournemouth 0, Sheffield Wednesday 1.
We knew how big that game was going to be, and to be the one that made the mistake to put them 1-0 up was awful, and it's probably one of the biggest things, biggest regrets. Everyone was dying to play well in that game. Saying that, we got it back to 2-2, and they were down to 10 men, so a lot changed from me giving the ball away in the middle of the pitch and conceding, because it was in our hands then. Maybe a few bad decisions from players on the pitch after that. We went for the win when we probably didn't need to go as gung-ho as we did and got caught on two counter-attacks.
And now Leon Best is away again. He runs from inside his own half. Maguire steaming up in the middle. This really would be the icing on the cake as Leon Best squares it. And Maguire puts it past Camp. And Sheffield Wednesday have four. And lights out on Bournemouth this afternoon. And is it lights out on the playoffs?
Yeah, that was really tough to take because, like I say, we felt that we could win that game and carry on pushing. And it turned out to be the game that ended our season.
Of course, and obviously there was ins and outs over the summer as well, but it certainly didn't take you very long to get going this season. It was I don't think I'd even started my stopwatch hardly when Puey hit the back of the net on the opening day at Huddersfield. I mean, that is if ever there's a way to start a season, scoring after 25 seconds is it.
Ritchie, who cuts it onto his stronger left foot, Covington flicks on, Puey's in, and Mark Puey has scored inside 25 seconds of the new season.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it myself. You couldn't ask for a better start to the season than. Obviously, we kicked on from there and ended up 4-0 winners, and no one imagined having a win like that, especially after last year's, was it 5-1 defeat up there. So it was a real shock for us, let alone probably the fans that travelled and every other team in the Championship looking at it. So it was the best possible start for us.
Of course, it alerted the Championship to maybe what you're going to be capable of. Obviously, you started the season steadily. There was a couple of results in the first couple of months that just had a tinge of disappointment. Forest and Leeds, obviously, where you took the lead in big games at home in front of big crowds. They were the ones, I guess, that you'd look back on with regret so far this season at home.
Yeah, definitely, because, like I say, we were leading in both games. I thought Nottingham Forest, we were terrific. One of our best performances probably still this season.
Kermit got there, Wilson with the loose one! And Bournemouth at last have broken the deadlock! Hunt's cross, Fryer's header, 2-1 Nottingham Forest, and they've turned it round in the blink of an eye.
Leeds, great start.
Flat towards the penalty spot, Cook was there, Sermon, there it is! Andrew Sermon has waited 2.5 years for a goal.
Fizzled out, and that was our problem at the start of the season. We couldn't hold on to the lead.
Antonucci's onside, and a chance for Leeds to win it here. This will seal it. This does seal it. Leeds will take 3 points back to West Yorks here.
That's probably got us where we are now, because, and obviously until the Millwall game, we hadn't done that. So that was a big learning curve for us.
Yeah, the negatives were largely confined to the early parts of the season because the recent form has been amazing. Obviously, the one that people will talk about for many, many years to come is the 8-0 at Birmingham. I mean, looking back on that now, that was just a remarkable game to be involved in.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a total freak. You don't get them often.
Ritchie, right-hand side. He tries to play one across the goal. Ritchie square. It's eight!
Eight!
It's Ranty! It's eight! Southampton, anything you can do, Bournemouth can do too.
And I was just really pleased that we was on the winning side and obviously put an eight past them. And
Tommy said it was boring for you centre-halves.
It was. To be honest, I hardly touched the ball. Yeah, it was difficult for me and Tommy because we were out of the game, and then every so often we had to do a bit of defending, and we probably didn't do as well as we should have because we were out of the game for such a long period. So for me and him, it was not so exciting. Yeah, that was so disappointing because obviously it was nice to not do a lot.
Looking back at some of the results in recent weeks as well, obviously one of the big ones that took you right to the top of the league was the 3-2 win over your old club, Brighton. And mixed emotions, I'm sure, for you because one of your very good friends obviously gave away the penalty that won you the game.
Plays it into Wilson. Great first touch again from Wilson. Can't get himself in. Cherries have got a penalty. Lewis Dunk sliding in with a challenge. Jan Kermigat now with quarter of an hour left has a chance to put the Cherries in front. He does!
Obviously, I was absolutely delighted when Jan tucked it away, but I felt for him. Because obviously he's one of my best mates. So Brighton are struggling, which is strange to see. Obviously a big result for us at the time because it carried on our winning streak.
And again, looking back to the last couple of games, obviously to get back on the winning trail after the three draws, because that could quite easily have been a time where things just fizzled away and you lost a bit of confidence. But actually the important thing was to get yourself back out of that draw rut, if you like.
Yeah, you look at those games, you got Middlesbrough away, which I thought was an excellent point. Ipswich, I thought... At the start, you'd like to win them games, especially being ahead. But obviously, the Millwall stands out. We were 2-0 up and chucked it away.
The shot from Gregory, is that a handball? No, it's not, but that's an equaliser from Gueye. Millwall are back to 2-2.
That result was the most disappointing out of them three. Like you say, after the Millwall game, it could have gone bad. We could have gone up to Wolves and lost. Fortunately, obviously, we were losing. We were outstanding once they went down to 10 men.
Elphick's in there. They can't get a shot in. The header. What a save. Another header. In there once more. Comes back to Ritchie. Yes! Goal! Goal, goal, goal! Eventually, puffing and puffing, the Wolves' door is broken down.
Obviously, now we're still on a league unbeaten run. We can't forget that. Obviously, the loss against Liverpool recently is a kick in the teeth, but that was always a bonus for us. Our main concentration is on the league. So
It wouldn't be a review of the year without mentioning the Liverpool second time round. I know once again you were in the stand and didn't play, but did you notice watching from the stands a big difference in the two matches?
Yeah, you saw more of a confident Bournemouth side going forward. We looked like a threat every time, to be honest. We had a lot of chances, and the result could have been so different if we'd taking one of them.
Wilson goes past one. Wilson with a shooting chance. Callum Wilson puts it wide.
Obviously, for me, the year started off on the bench, and it's ended up me on the bench again against Liverpool. So that's not a highlight for me, but for the club and for the lads that did play, it was huge.
Finally, to wrap up 2014 as a calendar year, obviously it's difficult because it straddles two seasons. But how do you sum up the last 12 months?
It's hard to say. Probably growth, the way we've grown. As a club, as a squad, myself as a person, and I'm sure every lad in the change room and every staff member has grown. You look where we've come from and you look where we are now. So I'd say growth has been huge, and hopefully we'll keep on growing. And hopefully 2015 will be another successful season for us, or year.